Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in today's episode, I want to talk about food, and more specifically, the potential food crisis that the world is facing. At a recent meeting with the EU, the chair of the African Union warned that we're facing a catastrophic scenario if things do not improve with regards to what's going on in Ukraine right now. And this follows on from a warning from the head of the UN World Food Programme that 49 million people in 43 different countries are facing potential famine this year. So in this video, I want to investigate exactly why we are facing a world food crisis and what the impact of the war in Ukraine is having on food supplies. We'll have a look at prices of some of the key food substances, and we'll look at what's going on with regards to consumer prices in a variety of different countries. We'll then talk about some export bans that have been introduced, what's going on with regards to fertilizer, and which countries are potentially the most affected by all of this crisis. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think is likely to happen during the rest of 2022 and what the implications of all of this are for the global economy. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. I'm still pushing for that 100,000 mark where you get one of those really exciting buttons sent to you by YouTube. I'd really like to have one of those on the wall behind me here. So if you can help, that would be great. And don't forget, I always include chapters in these videos. So if there's a section you're not that interested in, it's really easy to skip over it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and YouTube Super Thanks feature. The main reasons that the world is facing potential food shortages and a crisis are that Ukraine and Russia provide a lot of staple items that are exported all around the world. The three biggest staple food items that are consumed on a daily basis all around the world are wheat, rice, and corn. And Ukraine and Russia are two of the biggest suppliers of wheat and corn. This table shows the 15 largest exporters of wheat in 2021 by value. And you can see that Russia is right at the top of this list and provided over 13% of the total wheat exports globally. And Ukraine came in at number 5 and provided just under 9% of the global supplies. So Ukraine and Russia make up over 20% of all of the wheat that is exported. This table shows the 15 largest exporters of corn in 2021. And you can see that Ukraine came in at number 3 and provided over 11% of the global market. Russia contributed a far lower number, but still contributed almost 1.5% of the global market. So between them, the two nations supplied around 13% of all corn that was exported. Another very important basic food item for a lot of countries around the world is cooking oil, which is a vital ingredient when you're using flour that's produced from wheat and corn to make substances such as bread. This chart shows the global export market for sunflower oil. You can see that Ukraine is the dominant country in the world and provided more than 50% of all sunflower oil exported in 2020. Russia is also a major exporter of sunflower oil and provided around 20%. So between them, the two countries account for almost 3/4 of all sunflower oil that's exported. So from this data, you can see that Ukraine is a really important player in the global market for wheat, corn, and sunflower oil. And the problem that the world has right now is that Ukraine is firstly struggling to be able to export any of its existing stocks, because it's lost control of the vast majority of its ports and the Black Sea area, which is dominated by Russia right now. And also it's having trouble internally within the country because it's had a mass exodus of people, and therefore it doesn't have the people to be able to tend to the fields and to reap the crops and be able to export everything. So overnight, the world has lost one of the biggest suppliers of corn, wheat, and sunflower oil. But it's not just Ukraine that's been affected. Russia is also being affected right now, partially because we've got sanctions, so a lot of countries around the world don't want to deal with Russia, and partially because we've got the war situation going on the Black Sea coast, and that's affecting Russia's ability to be able to actually make those exports. So as a direct result of this war in Ukraine, we have seen a drop in the level of supplies of wheat, corn and sunflower oil, and also a variety of other food substances that are produced by Ukraine and Russia. But I'm just focusing in on the main food items here to keep it simple. This chart shows the movement in the price of wheat over the last 12 months. And you can see that during February, there was a sharp increase in the cost of wheat. We have seen world prices increase by more than 50% over the last few months. And that's driven entirely by the shortages. We lost all of those supplies from Ukraine and partially from Russia. Some countries lost the vast majority of their supplies because they were so dependent on Ukraine. And that's meant that they've had to come into the markets to buy from other sources. And that always drives up prices. Simple economics every time tells you that when there's a shortage of any product and demand remains high, then prices will always rise to meet that increased demand. So 50% increase is quite extreme. But if we now have a look at the same price chart that plotted over a five-year period, so we've got a double whammy here because as we came out of lockdown, we started to see an increase in demand and production couldn't be increased to match that demand. So we were seeing an increase in prices anyway, and then what's happened in Ukraine has really caused a massive spike in prices. So on a long-term average basis, the current level of wheat prices is more than double what we've seen historically, and that is simply unaffordable for a lot of nations. If we look at the price of corn, it's a similar story. Prices have increased around 50% since the start of February. And if we look at the five-year price chart, you can see that prices have more than doubled from where they were before the pandemic kicked in. And this is the five-year price chart for sunflower oil, which is showing exactly the same characteristics. So you can see there has been a huge spike in the price of sunflower oil over the last couple of months since the start of the war. And on a long-term average basis, we are looking at the price of sunflower oil almost being three times higher than the long-term average. So let's have a look at what's been happening to the consumer price index of food in a number of countries over the last couple of years. These charts show the movement in food prices in the US, Germany, and UK since the start of 2020. And you can see that food prices have increased by 6.3% in the UK, 12.4% in Germany, and 14.4% in the US. So these are pretty high levels, but let's have a look at what the same index looks like for some developing and emerging markets. In India, we've seen an increase in food prices of 10.5% over the last 2 years, 30.9% in Pakistan, and 35.4% in Egypt. But if you look at the shape of the curve for Egypt and Pakistan in 2022, it is practically vertical. So if that continues, that is going to represent a major problem for both of those countries. Now, as an extreme example, I wanted to show you what's happening in some countries around the world that have got extremely high levels of inflation right now. Turkey is a country that we follow closely on this channel. So if you've been watching the videos, you'll know exactly what's going on there. And they've currently got an inflation rate of around 70%. But food inflation is running at a much higher level, and over the last 2 years, it has increased by 137%. In Argentina, where they've also got rampant inflation, food prices have increased 161% over the last 2 years. And in Lebanon, food prices have increased by more than 3,000% in the last 2 years. This table shows the breakdown of the countries who are most exposed to wheat exports from Ukraine and Russia, with the dark section of this chart representing Ukraine and the red section representing Russia. Now, Egypt buys more than $10 billion worth of wheat from both countries and is experiencing major problems right now. Obviously, all of the Ukrainian exports have been lost overnight, and a big chunk of the Russian exports are also struggling to get through. Indonesia has the second largest exposure to Ukraine, followed by the Philippines, Morocco, and Thailand. Turkey also has exposure and has the second largest exposure to Russia after Egypt. All of the countries on this list have food insecurity issues right now, and the loss of these wheat exports is causing major problems for them. When wheat is in short supply, countries often turn to corn as an alternative, because corn can also be ground down into flour, and that flour can be used to make similar food substances. Ukraine has a much more important role in the world export market for corn than Russia. And in terms of looking at the countries that were included on the wheat table, Egypt and Turkey also have relatively large exposure to Ukraine in terms of their corn imports. Ukraine is the world's biggest exporter of sunflower oil, and India is its biggest single customer. Those exports have stopped overnight, and India was looking to replace the sunflower oil with palm oil. However, Indonesia, which is the world's largest producer of palm oil, recently introduced an export ban because it didn't want its own people to run short of palm oil, and it was concerned that the global price of palm oil was getting so high that the local people would be priced out of the market. So this shows the knock-on impact of a loss of one particular export from one particular country means that all of the buyers then look to alternatives, and that drives up both the price and demand for those alternatives. This world map shows all of the countries that have introduced export bans or restrictions since the start of the Ukraine war. As the price of food has gone up and availability has gone down, and countries look to alternative supplies and suppliers, a growing list of key producing countries are limiting exports to stabilize prices and protect local markets. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, over 20 countries around the world have imposed restrictions on food exports, including export licenses and taxes, as well as outright bans. Two-thirds of the countries that have introduced restrictions have targeted grain exports, such as wheat, barley, and rye. The bans that have been introduced include Indonesia's ban of palm oil exports, which accounts for around 52% of the global market, Argentina's ban on soybean oil and soybean meal, which accounts for around 40% of global exports, Russia's ban of sunflower oil and certain grain products, Ukraine's ban on wheat, oats, millet, sugar, poultry, eggs, sunflower oil, rye and maize, and Kazakhstan and India's ban on wheat. One of the other major concerns with regards to food crisis is the price of fertilizer. Fertilizer is used all around the world to increase productivity and increase the yield from your crops. And the most widely used form of fertilizer globally is nitrogen-based fertilizer. And the price is related directly to natural gas prices. And as you'll know if you follow the channel, the price of natural gas has increased dramatically since the start of the Ukraine war. This chart shows the movement in fertilizer input costs over the last 15 years. And you can see that in 2022, we have seen a vertical spike in the input costs. And this is directly as a result of rising natural gas prices, particularly in Europe, which have led to widespread production cutbacks in ammonia, an important input for nitrogen-based fertilizers. As a result of this, fertilizer factories have cut production, and this has contributed to the increase in urea prices. Higher prices of ammonia and sulfur have also driven up phosphate fertilizer prices. And this table shows the movement in fertilizer prices over the same period. And you can see that there's been a huge increase in the price of fertilizer, and we are now at levels that have not been seen since the global financial crisis in 2008-2009. And this table shows the countries that are the top consumers of fertilizer in the world. You can see that China, India, USA, Brazil and Indonesia are the largest consumers in that order. However, in terms of the level of imports, Brazil is the world's largest importer of fertilizer, followed by the USA, India, then China and Indonesia. And the problem that we have right now is because of the high cost of fertilizer, it's inhibiting the ability of these countries to be able to afford to pay for fertilizer. And that will then mean that they'll have lower yields and their crops will be less productive, and therefore they'll have less homegrown food and they'll need to buy more in the international markets at a time when prices are already very high. So that will increase demand, and when you increase demand, it generally drives up the price. So that's why people are now starting to be concerned that we've got a food crisis coming, because the price of fertilizer means that it's unaffordable for a lot of countries. Therefore, they won't be able to use it. Therefore, they'll have lower output, and therefore they will need to buy more food, and that is going to drive up prices even further. So it becomes a really vicious circle. The Global Network Against Food Crises is an agency that's been put together by the European Union, the Food Agriculture Organization, and the World Food Programme. And they've released the 2022 Global Food Crisis Report. And this estimates that over 181 million people will be in food crisis or worse in 2022. And the global map shows the location of these countries, and you can see that the majority of countries that are in difficulty are located in Africa. And the top five countries that have been identified as having the biggest issues are Democratic Republic of Congo, where 25.9 million people are forecast to be in crisis or worse. Afghanistan, which has 22.8 million people in crisis. Nigeria with 19.5 million. Yemen with 19 million. And Ethiopia with around 15 million. In total, the report identified 12 countries where more than 3 million people are in crisis, and 42 countries with more than 500,000 people facing a potential food crisis. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to make this video really to highlight the problems that we've got all around the world right now that are partially as a result of what's going on in Ukraine. Now, clearly, the world food crisis is not 100% attributable to what's happening in Eastern Europe, because a lot of countries were already struggling. But what we had is countries that were on the edge. We had an ecosystem that has been very finely balanced over the last few years. So we had countries that were just about getting by. They couldn't afford any more shocks to the global supply system. And what's happening in Ukraine right now has caused a major shockwave to take place all across the world, because Ukraine has been referred to as the breadbasket of the world. And that's because it produces such large amounts of wheat and corn and sunflower oil. And these are very basic ingredients that are used in a lot of different countries on a daily basis. And if you remove that supply overnight, the world food market can't cope with that sort of imbalance, because everything is very finely tuned. Countries are used to receiving large shipments of grain on a regular basis. And if it stops, it's really difficult to be able to replace it quickly, because there aren't large surpluses sitting around waiting to be shipped. Everybody's managing their supplies. So the loss of the Ukraine grain, combined with what's happening with Russia's supplies, both the sanctions and also the logistical problems that they're now facing because they've lost access to various shipping routes and containers and various other things. So there's been a real shock to the system. This is causing major food shortages in a lot of Africa and some of Asia. And if we don't get things sorted out quickly, then they're going to escalate into a major crisis. And the problems that we've got related to fertilizer are accentuating the issue, because if those countries can't get hold of fertilizer or they can't afford to buy it, then that means that their local yields and local crops will fall, and therefore they'll have a bigger shortfall and they'll need to buy in more from the international markets at a time when prices are very high. So all of this is leading towards major problems later in 2022 and 2023. But I don't just want to talk about famine and the extreme examples of what's going on around the world, because I know that every single country in the world is impacted right now. We've got really high levels of inflation across the developed world, and they've been rising throughout 2022. So we came into the start of this year with high inflation, and we've now got extremely high inflation. And that's been driven by the war in Ukraine, because we've seen shortages, and that's driven up demand, and that's driven up prices. And that's likely to continue for the rest of this year. And we're starting to see governments introducing measures such as increasing interest rates to try to offset it. But that's likely to make things worse from a cost of living perspective, because anybody that's got debt will have less disposable income. But I know that in the Western world, food is a big problem now already. We've got a lot of countries that are operating food bank systems for people who can't afford to buy basics. So they're having to rely upon charity. They're going to places where they wouldn't normally go and asking for free food. And it's becoming less affordable, and it is a problem for everybody. So it's not just about famine and people dying in Africa. This is a global problem on all different levels. Now, it's more acceptable in the developed world because we generally spend less of our disposable income on food. We're spending in the region of 10% of our monthly disposable income on food. In the developing and emerging economies, it can be closer to 80 or 90%, or in some countries, you're actually at 100%. People are spending all of the money that they have on food. And the problem that we've got is if we see an increase of 10, 15, 20% in prices, that has a disproportionate impact on the poorer people of the world. Because if you're spending 100% of all of your money on food and it goes up by 10%, that generally means that you can buy 10% less, roughly speaking. But we've seen an increase of more than 50% in wheat and corn prices. And these are very basic food substances. And because the basic ingredient is increasing by 50%, that's having a disproportionate impact on the end product. So the price of food that you're buying to eat is actually likely to go up by more than 50% as the producers have to pass on those cost increases. So this is becoming a big, big problem. And the issue that we have is that the war in Ukraine doesn't look like it's likely to end anytime soon. It's been going on now for around about 100 days, and we can't see a resolution. So if it goes on for another 100 days, then that's going to double the problem that we have right now. If it goes on for the rest of 2022, then that's going to make the situation even worse. And the issue we have now is a lot of countries are teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. And a lot of those nations import food and fuel, and they just can't afford to keep doing it. So they're going to rely upon bailouts and charity. And those bailouts and charity will have to be funded by somebody. And that somebody is likely to be the developed world. So what we're doing here, we all need to pull together. We all need to help out. We need to help the poorer nations of the world to get food, to stay alive. But ultimately, all of this will be going onto the debt burden for the globe, and it's likely to put more pressure on the global economy. So what we're seeing with the food crisis is a humanitarian disaster. It's an emergency. It needs to be sorted out, but it also needs to be funded. And ultimately, somebody's going to have to pick up the bill for this at some point in the future. So all of this really is pointing towards the even more likely scenario of having a global recession at some point over the next 6 to 12 months. And the longer this war goes on, and the more pressure that we see on prices, and the more pressure that we see on these developing and emerging nations, the higher the likelihood that we're going to get to recession at some point during 2022. So I'll keep you posted of any further news and developments as and when they occur with regards to the food crisis and everything else that's going on right now. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Hey guys, just a quick reminder about Joe Blogs 2. It's still here, it's still monetized, it's still ready to go. I know it's tricky making these videos. I know it's a challenge. I know it can be daunting. I've been there. You make a video, you watch it back, you think, not good enough. I'm not going to let anybody see that. It's a difficult process. But as with any form of creation, you need to get bold, you need to have a go, and then you need to be able to release it at some point and let other people see it. So if you're in that process right now, stick with it, keep going, keep working on it, make your video as good as it can be. Make it as professional as possible. Try to get the sound levels to be good. Try to get the pictures to be good. Any images that you're using, make sure they're high quality. But at some point, you're going to have to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to share this with the world. Contact me. I'll get your video up onto the channel and let's see what happens. So thanks for watching this particular part of the video, and thanks for watching this whole video all the way through to the end. Really appreciate it.